Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, noon! Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. You heard from a feisty Mike Vrabel. We'll get back to him.
Feisty Mike.
Oh, feisty Mike indeed. What did Schlereth call him?
Oh,
salty biatch?
Salty biatch, I believe it was.
Yeah. Vrabel was being a big, giant, salty biatch yesterday.
You could be coach of the year being a salty biatch.
I mean, according to Schlereth.
Schlereth!
Yeah, Schlereth said that. Yeah.
Stink said.
Yeah, that's the stinking truth right there for you.
Stinking truth.
Yeah, he's a salty biatch. He was being that yesterday.
That's
for
fine.
Sure.
That's good.
So we have thoughts on it. But if you've been listening all week, Tom Brady cloning his dog has been quite the topic.
It's just, it is on brand for Brady. Like the
very much
it's not even post playing career. It's like the last couple years here, and then the whole thing has been strange. There's a lot of strange things going on with him, and now this is just the latest.
Good text here.
Okay.
617-779-7937. Guys, I'm not sure about much, but I am sure about one thing.
Okay.
Tom Brady probably had some Giselle hairs lying around the house, and maybe that would have been a better clone.
Than the dog?
Yeah.
Like another Giselle?
I don't know.
I think we're working towards that. My fear is...
Who yaps more, the Brady dog or her? It's her.
Probably her, yeah.
Yapping like crazy.
But this is where this is headed, clearly. You don't clone a sheep just so you can clone a sheep. You don't clone a dire wolf just to bring back dire wolves. You don't clone a dog just for a dog. People eventually...
You might the dire wolf, but we don't need more sheep.
That's true.
Yeah.
Just like more sheep.
Yeah, the dire wolf, you might.
Dire wolf's sweet.
It's pretty cool.
Dire wolf.
Yeah, I mean, that's
not... No one's messing with you there.
Shortchange the dire
Talk
wolf.
Talk about beefing up the home security.
Yeah.
What do you got there? Oh, a dire wolf? Like, oh, man. No, but people eventually are going to get cloned. That's where this is headed, and that's a nightmare scenario.
It is, for some.
For me.
However, not for myself. So every Thursday at high noon, we go on the clock.
Uh-huh.
Now, sometimes, Keith, we have thoughts on that weekend's game.
Sure.
Sometimes we have, like, an off-season or trade deadline plan. Sometimes we disagree.
I think our best one might have been how Bill Belichick can break up with Jordan in 60 seconds. We were way ahead of the curve on that.
I do think if we were gonna Mount Rushmore, that's one of the faces. Yeah, I'd imagine.
All right.
This one I think has a chance because sometimes we disagree, Keith.
Sometimes.
Sort of a point, counterpoint, embrace debate, if you will.
Of course.
So we are going to make our cases for and against cloning. I want first ups on this. Can I have
Please
first ups
do.
On this one?
I'm all ears on this.
I would love first ups. Nick, put me on the clock 60 seconds. All right, here is why clones are good, Keith. First of all, who doesn't need a little help? It takes a big man to admit it, brag, but I am that man. I could use a little help around the house. Cooking, cleaning, menial tasks, grocery shopping. Guess what? My clone can do that for me. You know what else my clone can do, Keith? Raise my kid. Oh, Lucas, you have practice? Oh, Lucas, you have a rehearsal? Oh, Lucas, you have this or that to do? Guess what, clone? You're driving him. And oh, by the way, feed him. Because guess what? I don't feel like cooking. I can see the gears in Keith's head turning over there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what if my clone commits murder and frames me? Wah! Grow up, Keith. Here's what I'm going to do. It's a built-in fall guy. Anything I want to do, anything I want to get away with, he looks like me. I turn him over to the authorities. I have a built-in fall guy. It's a fail-proof plan. That's my clone. I do need to talk to my clone about a multiplicity situation. Spoiler alert if you've seen that.
A lot of people.
Michael Keaton. And I mean all the Michael Keatons have sex with Andy McDowell. So we're going to need to have a conversation about that. Otherwise, I don't see a downside.
This is the dumbest you've ever sounded, and I mean that with every sincerity.
Well, let's hear a rebuttal. Let's hear a rebuttal in just 60 seconds.
Jones, clones are bad. Who are we to play God? You should not be cloning people. There are a variety of reasons why you might want to clone people, and they're all bad. Maybe you want them to work for you. Jones wants them to raise his kid, for God's sakes. You work. That's like severance. Severance doesn't end well. Maybe you want to have a clone of yourself so you can have your own organs. You can kind of harvest your organs. That movie's called The Island. That also ended very poorly. Maybe you want all the clones to be able to fight in wars for us, right? Rather than sacrificing ourselves, you put them in wars. That's called Star Wars The Clone Wars. Also did not end well. They will eventually come after you to kill you. They're either going to frame you and you're going to be in jail for a crime that they committed, or they're going to get together with the other clones and be like, hey, I'm tired of playing second fiddle. I don't want to play second fiddle. We can be the lead fiddle if we just murder the original copy. That's always what they're going to do. And they're sleeping with your wife. They're having catch with your dog. They're raising your kids. They shouldn't be doing that. It's not right. I'm anti-clones.
Really, all the Michael Keatons got in there. That is true. I mean, that's, sure, I tried to get in front of that
one. I don't think Andy McDowell was upset about that.
No, she seemed to oddly very much
maybe her
it.
Favorite thing. Yeah, but that's strange. A nightmare scenario. Yeah. There's no good way. Because they're basically going to have to be like a sidekick. Unless you're just cloning everybody in the world.
Yeah, okay, so I haven't seen Clone Wars over here. I got to familiarize myself.
They turn.
When did they invent the clone in that film?
Oh, the clone. I mean,
a long time?
Yeah.
When did the Clone War happen? Like a long, long time later?
In a galaxy far, far away.
Yeah, but like how many galaxies far away by the time the actual Clone War happened? Like, I bet the clones were pretty useful for a long time.
They were fairly useful, yeah.
Keith,
you can manipulate the clone.
You know when a clone would be
Order
useful
66?
For you, Keith?
Tomorrow's Clone War is not my problem.
Well,
like, if that happens
be.
Hundreds of years too from
short-sighted.
Now, not my issue.
Wasp nest removal.
They could do that.
Everything in Keith's backyard.
Yeah,
but now,
everything about that. There, big brain over there.
But now, a clone gets all stung up, and they're like, "Who am I to blame? I don't want to be the guy
in there and get stung up."
They don't want to do this.
Then you don't get stung up.
You watch Severance.
Yeah.
Do you think those people are happy with
that? You just said it doesn't end well. We don't know that. We don't know how it ends.
It has not ended, or it has not gone great.
Well,
for those in there.
I don't know, Lumen was raking in profits for years.
Well, they were doing a good job.
You're just skipping right to the end. You're missing all of the good stuff in the middle.
But the middle doesn't last long enough, and then it just ends in like a fiery blaze, and you're dead.
You're not answering my question about the Clone War. How long were the clones around before they started a war?
A few years.
Probably like a super long time.
Just a few years.
That's it?
Yeah, not long.
I'd like a timeline.
Not long.
That.
Then they were brainwashed.
If it's like hundreds of years, I'm not real worried about that.
No, not hundreds. Definitely not hundreds of years.
100 years.
No, less.
10 years.
Would you rather clones or Skynet?
No,
less than 10.
Skynet. I would rather that than clones.
Would you rather clones or robots?
Oh, I would rather have robots.
What robot?
This is I can identify a robot.
What
if a robot walked down the hallway, I'd be like, oh, there goes a robot.
Okay, but by
if a Billy Lady clone walked down the hallway, I'm like, is that the real Bill? Is that the clone Bill?
What,
I don't know.
What robot movie ends well?
Oh, RoboCop.
Okay,
saves the day. Short Circuit 2.
Wall-E.
Wall-E?
Wall-E was...
Really, all the robot movies end well.
Not all of them. Terminator?
Big Hero 6?
I haven't seen Big Hero 6.
Terminator?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, they were Terminators, though. If you're talking about like a robot...
Why just robot?
Oh, yeah. Johnny 5, Short Circuit 1 and 2.
I guess the humans do typically win in iRobot, but it's pretty sketchy or in a robot movie, including iRobot.
Oh, iRobot.
Did 2000 end well?
You know what? The humans do actually mostly... Who wins in Clone War?
Who wins in the Clone Wars?
Do the clones
the
win?
Audience.
Thank you, Bill. Who wins in Clone Wars?
The audience did not win watching that.
The clones?
Who won the Clone Wars?
If humans ultimately win, what are you so worried about? Humans ultimately win against
the Empire. The Empire won. And then there was just
then
years.
Who beats the Empire?
Well, eventually the Rebellion.
All right.
It took a long time.
I rest my
case.
And
it took a perfect shot by Luke Skywalker to get that done. So,
took multiple perfect shots.
If you want to rely on that.
The defense rest.
Okay. Yeah. Wait around for Luke Skywalker.
Yeah,
great. Yeah. That'll get us out of this pickle.
Yeah.
That'll work.
All I know is I stand with Tom Brady on this one. And so look.
Guy's looking like a clone. He does.
He absolutely does.
I don't think it's the real one anymore. Would you be shocked? Like, what would your surprise meter, obviously 0 to 100 be? Or no, 85. I'm sorry. Your surprise meter.
If Brady were a clone?
If they revealed, like, actually, guys, this whole year on Fox, it's been the Brady clone. He's just like at home.
3?
Yeah.
Three.
Mildly surprised. I go, did you hear about that?
I guess I could be less surprised, but not by much.
No. Like, yeah, he's been a clone.
Can I tell you the text messages that bothered me the most when we were talking about clone yesterday? And I am pro-cloning.
I heard.
But I distance myself.
Because you don't want to be a father, is what
Well, yeah, I don't really want to do much of it. I want to be able to do what I want to do. Michael Keaton had a good time sailing around.
I want a clone to live out my life so I don't have to live.
Now, let me tell you. The other Michael Keatons, the other Michael Keatons were putting in work while he was on that boat.
Well, that's what I'm saying. And it sounds good in the moment, but then it always turns
bad. The wind was in his face. He's having a great time. And then just Andy McDowell.
But what's the lesson in that movie?
Can't unsee any of it.
What's the lesson in that movie?
What is the
Andy
lesson?
Andy McDowell was the original Bonnie Blue. That's the lesson.
Yeah, no, the lesson,
is
you don't have it so bad.
Right.
And you know what?
Grass is not always greener.
You got to put your work in with
wake
your family.
Up and smell
Somebody else can't do it for
yes.
you. Yeah, exactly.
Life comes at you fast.
So let me tell you, here's
wake
what,
up
I,
and smell
here's
the coffee.
What I do want to separate myself from. Because we got a lot of texts about this yesterday. We were talking about Brady cloning his dog. They're like, you idiots. A clone won't look like you. A clone's going to be a baby.
What do you mean?
Like in other words,
in Multiplicity, they all look just like him.
Brady's dog doesn't just pop out looking like Brady's dog. It pops out as a puppy and then goes through life. So the text line's point, and this is not my point, but the text line's point is that you're worried about the clone looking like you and people getting confused and it framing you for murder, et cetera, et cetera.
I don't even know if that's true, though.
It won't look like you. It'll be 40 years behind.
Yeah, but eventually he'll
and
be
then
this handsome.
Live your life. Yeah.
Eventually he's...
Someday... Someday, if he's lucky, he'll get there.
He's got a gold mine.
So how's
mine
your clone raising your kid, then?
No, I said I don't subscribe
I
to this.
Don't think
I said
that's
what annoyed
true.
Me is the text line saying that. That's what I
so,
said.
So let me ask you this. Years ago when they cloned that sheep, did the sheep come out as like a little baby?
Dolly.
No, it was like a full sheep, wasn't it?
Yeah, but how did it start? It probably started as a little baby and then grew up into full-blown Dolly.
I thought they were like Spider-Man meme sheep version.
I'm going to be honest. I'll plead ignorance on this.
I think it
I'm
was.
Just telling you what the text line said, and that is not the question.
Yeah, no.
The text line is you have an identical clone of yourself. That's the question.
That's what we're dealing with.
Yeah, because that's our question.
They had a picture of Brady's dog. It didn't look like a puppy. I don't think, or was it?
Well, when they first started the cloning process, it was probably a puppy. Yeah, it would be my argument.
All right, not a very big dog.
I'm sorry,
I guess.
The text line's argument, rather.
Yeah, but I think in all these movies and shows, the people are cloned and they're just like another version. It's like, there's another one. Pops right out. That is a dangerous game.
You can't tell me there isn't crap you wouldn't want to do that the clone would be pretty sweet for.
Yeah, but if you don't want to do it, what makes you think the clone's going to want to do it?
He won't.
Right.
But he's a clone.
So then he'll choke you to death.
That's your job. Well, eventually he might turn
on. You're making the clone sound like it doesn't have, like, free will.
Correct. Yeah, no, that's mine wouldn't.
So would you, like, lock your clone up every night?
Okay, that's going to end real quick.
It is, yeah. Look at these splits. That clone's going to break out of there.
No, the little Severance clones, they dealt with it for a long time.
They did, but that's also different because their mind got wiped all the time.
Also like a real long time.
But the clone in this scenario would be living that life the entire time. The Severance is different because just when they started to figure something out, they're back in like the daytime.
Yeah, you're not really even a clone. That's the same person.
Yeah, that's like a split thing.
They got pretty bitter, though.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
it's
look,
like
I'll deal
because
with
you're
that.
Using them as like worker bees. They don't want to be worker bees. Inherently, none of us want to be worker bees.
I'll deal with that tomorrow. In the meantime, I don't have to do what I don't want.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What are you doing while your clone is doing everything for you?
I don't know. Gambling?
gambling.
Set my fantasy lineup.
At least 700 pounds by the end of the year.
eating just whatever I
broken
want.
Broken fat.
Yeah, Jones wants so he can gamble because he's not gambling now. He's not checking his fantasy teams
well,
now.
I think I would do better if I had more time to focus
yeah,
on it.
You might.
Yeah.
You might be.
Gambling, going to the bar.
That's true. Gambling and going to the bar. You'd be surrounded by other
You'd
clones.
You'd be such a degenerate.
It'd be all clones. You go to a clone bar.
I'd finally execute a fantasy trade. I don't have enough time to make good fantasy trades, Keith.
I just made one today.
You know what? I was jealous of
yeah,
it. Was it good?
Sick brag, bro.
It was a good deal.
Popped up in the old inbox today. I got a trade request. Immediately accepted it.
Oh, I think, was it for ours?
No, my other league. I traded.
Oh, okay.
No, there's only one trade in the history of that league. It was Harold Fannin for the Patriots defense, which they're squaring off this week.
You lost that one.
I'm going against Fannin, and I got the. I don't know that I lost that one.
I think there's going to be a 30-for-30 on that trade.
Yeah, I think it was
ESPN
a good trade.
Said they wanted to get to the bottom of that trade.
Pat's defense plays the Jets in 2 weeks. That's going to look nice.
Who do you think won this deal, Nick? Kyle Pitts for Brian Thomas Jr.
Whoever gets Kyle Pitts.
Damn it.
Oh, I
Looks
disagree.
Like I lost that deal. Though.
I disagree. That's why you need a clone.
Ask it again.
Ask it again.
Sorry, Brian Thomas.
Yeah, I think Brian Thomas is the guy who got Brian Thomas.
That's why you need a clone.
Well, I have Brock Bowers. I don't really need to play Kyle Pitts anymore.
Yeah, did you get that? Yeah, he has Brock Bowers.
Sick brag, bro.
In your pipe, Nick. Yeah.
Put that in your pipe and smoke it.
You are going to have to dress and feed this clone.
Yep.
I don't have to.
Would you dress
my
yours?
My wife's clone will do it. Yeah,
would you dress yours the same, like a twin?
Of course. Why would you not do
just,
that?
Well, yeah, because you'd want to keep people guessing as to whether or not that was the real you or not.
Yeah, I don't want to.
But it's going to end so tragically bad.
If I had a business meeting like Rob Ninkovich did yesterday, brag.
Oh, he did in Foxborough.
Yeah, well, around the stadium.
He didn't say where.
No, I mean, it's everything.
It was at the Bass Pro.
Everything there is around the stadium.
In Davio's.
Yeah. But if I had a business meeting that I didn't feel like going to.
You'd send your clone?
The clone needs to look like me.
Yeah. It's like when Matt Damon sent Ben Affleck in Good Will Hunting.
Yeah, exactly.
It'd be like a lot like that meeting.
Okay. Well, who won that debate? You can discuss.
I think
you
it's pretty clear cut.
You can also go on the clock.
Audience.
You can also go on the clock and give us 30 seconds on why you are for or against clones. 617-779-7937. We go on the clock every Thursday at high noon. We mentioned Vrabel, feisty. Give me another example of the man's feisty. This is probably a better example of his feistiness yesterday.
Mike, similar really question about your, you know, the long-term vision for the program, you know, is what's most important here. In fact,
no, winning is the most important thing. Don't put words in my mouth. Winning is the most important thing.
When you guys were discussing how to handle the trade deadline, did the fact of how wide open the AFC currently looks like at all factor into your decision-making?
For us to sit here and think that anything is wide open and talk about playoffs, like we're focusing on our 10th game in a row. That's what we're focused on, is how do we get prepared on Wednesday? How do we get our bodies back? How do we get mentally prepared, physically prepared to go on the road to a place that is hard to play? And that's where our focus is. It's not trying to predict the future or saying, well, it's wide open. We're just going to keep focusing on what's in front of us, and that's what those conversations are about.
Okay. Why do you think he got his back up there? Like, he was feisty.
Yeah.
I don't want to say he's pissed or anything, but, like, he seemed annoyed and feisty. And, well, I didn't say that. Don't put words in my mouth. I said winning is the most important thing.
Yeah.
Which is not how he acted at the trade deadline.
No.
Or the team acted at the trade deadline, which is why I think he was annoyed at his words getting thrown back in his face, because it's pretty obvious.
Mm-hmm.
Winning wasn't the most important thing. If it was, you would have done something at the deadline.
Right.
Well, and instead, you sat there on a pile of six-round picks.
Yeah, and he's getting, like, you know, quote, like, basically, they're, like, trying to lead him down a road and, like, bringing up something that he said before, and it might not have been exactly what he said. So he sort of gets off on that note, where he's a little bit annoyed by that. But, like, the most important thing is winning. But then also, this is, like, a classic coach speak, because remember with Greg this week, he was saying how, like, what do you mean, like, the easiest schedule? It's the NFL. Like, everybody's tough. Similar logic when you're like, hey, the AFC's pretty wide open. He's like, what do you mean? Like, I wouldn't even look at it like that. It's like, but it is. Like, it is. Like, you have to look at it and say,
you're 7-2. Why wouldn't you look at it differently than the offseason? The offseason, you were 0-0. Your over-under was 8.5. We were hoping you'd win 9 or 10 games and get in the playoffs. We didn't think you'd be here at this point in time.
I mean, it could be more clear cut.
Fast forward 9 weeks into the season, you're 7-2 and you're the 2 seed in the AFC. Why wouldn't you think about that differently?
Joe Burrow's out for the year. Lamar Jackson's been hurt and the Chiefs already have 4 losses and you beat the Bills. That is a completely different scenario than 2 months ago. So they should have looked at it differently. you know, who knows exactly how close or how far away they were from any type of deal. I know Giardi was saying that they were interested in Jalen Phillips. So you can't even give us the, like, we're good, like, we love our team. Like, yeah, you might really like your team, but you did want to add to it. Just, I guess, the cost was too much.
Yeah, and I'm just annoyed at how people talk about the Patriots versus other teams. When the Red Sox do nothing at the trade deadline, at least they're smart enough to fake buy and not sell. When the Red Sox do nothing at the trade deadline, people lose their minds.
Yeah.
And most years, you could say, well, the MLB trade deadline is very different than the NFL trade
deadline.
Yeah, it's
way more active normally.
But this year it was a wildly active trade deadline with significant moves happening for first-round picks, and you didn't do anything. Well, that's not right. You didn't
you
add
rid
anything.
Of guys.
You subtracted.
Yeah.
So I just kind
Your
of pushed.
Phone worked. You were just sending players away.
People get outraged when the Red Sox minorly add.
Yeah.
Debatable how much they added. But minorly at least attempt to add. No, but even, the Patriots did the opposite.
Last year was obviously the opposite for the Bruins. You know, they got rid of all their players.
Yep.
But prior to that, every year they were in the playoffs, same thing. People were screaming about it. And it wasn't always, oh, you have to go get, you know, Rick Nash and trade a first-round pick. Other times it would just be like adding pieces. This is the time to do it. This is like to shore up your team. Because that was the biggest point of discussion was really more the depth of the team. Like the team did not have a lot of depth. They've been relatively healthy to this point, and they're playing really, really well. You thought they might want to shore that up a little bit more, and they chose not to.
617-779-7937. Why do you think Vrabel was feisty? Twitch chat says he's tired of all the stupid questions. Maybe. I think he's tired of getting his words thrown in his face.
Yeah.
And I think he's tired of how the team looked like big, giant losers at the trade deadline, which is what they were on. All the winners and losers list at the trade deadline, they were losers. And that's not just us saying that. Go read them. So most people thought the Patriots didn't do enough at the trade deadline. He's probably sick of hearing about it. They're good. I'm not saying they're not a good team or they can't win because they did nothing at the trade deadline. But I think they hurt their chances by doing nothing while other teams got better. Also, text line here, 617-779-7937. This is good.
Yes.
Jones, your clone won't passively obey you. Oh, you know so much about clone. You know what my clone will do?
I don't think so.
You're such a clone expert out there, Texter, that you know it won't passively obey. How do you know?
It's not like a pet.
You have no idea.
No.
Text line also, this is a Nick request. Nick, maybe your clone could dial this up. Can we do a Weird Al Yankovic rejoin? I think I'm a clone now. Putting in requests. I also don't know what this means, but my buddy texted me, Keith Brown.
Okay. Yeah, nice. Good for you.
He said, bring up Ex Machina.
Ex Machina.
Ex Machina. Bring that up. What does that mean?
Oh, there's a very attractive robot in that.
Oh,
yeah.
Wait, so does that help my case or your case?
Well, it's a robot, so maybe neither. I don't know if it,
he
just
a clone?
He just wanted to talk about Ex Machina. During COVID, we watched that as a show. And,
this is the one that Dale.
I asked Dale if he'd sleep with a robot. And I'm like, what about that robot? He's like, I'm not talking about this. I'm like, I don't know.
I'm going to.
You might change your mind.
It's a hot robot.
It is.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
I thought this
was spoiler, didn't end well.
I thought he just dropped the hammer down and like Jones wins the clone debate. I thought that's what that text meant. What's the movie called?
Ex Machina, which actually I forgot about it from my list of top 25 movies of the last 25 years. It probably should have been considered. It was that good.
That good.
It was really good.
All right, well, I'll swap out whatever.
It's bald though, Jones. Is the hair an issue?
Mm. You can pop a little wig on her.
No, I know, but I'm just giving a heads up.
Okay. She's bald.
Yeah.
I think I could probably handle it. She's hot.
Yeah,
I think I could probably handle that. Yeah,
bald everywhere.
One more text. Did you guys just spoil the end of Severance?
No,
I don't think us saying.
Well, first of all, the Severance it hasn't ended yet. Right. I was just saying like
I don't think us saying their clone like spoiled anything. I don't think.
No. As far as I know, they're not even.
Also, this season's been out for 10 months.
Yeah,
but in the last season, he's even been out yet.
So. Yeah, no, I think we're good.
No.
We'll get to Kiefer Madness coming up at 12:45. You can make your case for or against cloning in just 30 seconds at 617-779-7937. And we have thoughts on this weekend's game. How would it change your outlook on the Pats?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.